Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you and to all of us. This October, we should mention arts and culture taking center stage in Colorado Springs and across the Pikes Peak region. Our community is celebrating Arts Month 2020. It is a different Arts Month than we've had in years past, of course, because affected by the coronavirus, but it is a reason to celebrate. Every year, the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak region organizes Arts Month to elevate the visibility of arts and culture across El Paso and Teller counties, and they do so by showcasing local talent, providing opportunities for arts advocacy, supporting collaboration between different sectors, and really create new avenues for all of us to engage with the arts and to find that cultural enrichment that adds so much to our lives. So joining me this morning to talk more about Arts Month 2020, we are so pleased to be welcoming Andy Vick, Executive Director of the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak region, to the show. Good morning, Mr. Vick.
Good morning, Shannon. How are you?
Doing just fine. May I call you Andy?
Please do.
Okay. All right. Yesterday I was calling someone by Mr. and they corrected me. So I'm realizing I need to be much less formal. Okay.
We can be informal and casual this
that's
morning.
Right. That's right. The arts mean different things to different people. And you have some people who are already so engrossed in the arts environment here in the Pikes Peak region, but then others who really haven't delved into it, really haven't touched into it. So that's why we really want to bring an overview that will help bring more arts approachability to everyone so that we all can get behind this important, touchstone of our community. So let's start with a little background on your office, the office that you lead, the Cultural Office. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. The Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak region, which some people may know by our acronym COPPER, is a nonprofit local arts agency that serves not only the city of Colorado Springs, but actually the entire two-county region, inclusive of El Paso and Teller counties. And much like a chamber of commerce would support and advocate for the business sector, the cultural office is all about supporting and advocating for the creative sector in our community. So we do that in a variety of different ways with a number of different programs. Perhaps you're familiar with our peakradar.com program, mm-hmm. which is the community's cultural calendar. And Arts Month is another one of our annual programs.
Yeah, Jonathan Toman from Peak Radar is always so kind to join us on Fridays to tell us what's going on for our weekend happenings. But that brings us around to now Arts Month, a big happening going on all month long. How long has Arts Month been going on, and why October?
Yeah, so actually October is National Arts and Humanities Month, and it has been since the mid-90s, which means that all around the country, different communities are celebrating the arts in different ways. And about 7 years ago, the Cultural Office Board of Directors decided that they wanted to really embrace National Arts and Humanities Month in October, and so they asked me as the director and our staff to put together a local initiative. And so we sort of renamed it. Instead of National Arts and Humanities Month, locally we call it just Arts Month. And it happens throughout the entire month of October every year. And it is really a chance to, as you said in your introduction, really raise the visibility of arts and culture in our community and use it as a special opportunity to invite all community members to get more involved in arts and culture. So while Peak Radar, for example, happens throughout the year, and you can use that calendar of events anytime you want, Arts Month really is laser focused on the month of October, and it's really our chance at the Cultural Office and throughout the arts community to really, stand on a platform and say, hey, the arts are important. The arts want to invite you to engage And this is the perfect time to do that.
Right. And so important. But this year, especially in light of COVID-19, incredibly important when the arts community has been suffering by, I think, more of the isolation that, you know, has caused really disruptions in how arts organizations and artists are going about their work, their you know, sometimes their livelihood, definitely the thing that brings them their inspiration. So how will this, how does it all work in light of COVID-19 with Arts Month?
Yeah, I would say disruption is probably the understatement of the day. you know, for everyone, no matter what your profession is, COVID has been really a challenge. And for the arts community, especially the performing arts community, where so many venues have been closed due to public health restrictions and social distancing, it has really impacted our arts community and arts communities around the country in a very severe kind of way. And so, as I said, this is our seventh year of Arts Month, and we at the Cultural Office really wanted to make sure that we didn't let Arts Month fall away amidst all this COVID chaos. And so we really are making a very serious effort to keep the momentum going, to make sure that arts and culture doesn't get lost amidst all the challenges of COVID. And we were actually really fortunate that before COVID even started, we were working on a brand new Arts Month website, artsoctober.com. And so once COVID hit, we realized, boy, that website is going to be even more important this year as many cultural activities and events move to an online platform. So in some ways, we were very lucky that we are already building this new website, because it's given us the opportunity to really continue the momentum of our arts community and not let COVID slow us down. We're able to move so many activities to an online platform at artsoctober.com. And of course, there still are many live events happening as well. So much to my great pleasure and frankly some surprise from early on, we really are making it work. And yes, we're off to a great start. We're about a week into Arts Month. And visitations to artsoctober.com have been wonderful, exceeded our expectations. People are engaging. People are taking advantage of the art activities that are being created locally throughout the community, whether they're virtual or in person. And it's really exciting to see it all work despite the challenges of COVID.
Right. And talk about serendipitous. I mean, you're working on the website and everything turns to a more virtual outlook, whether, you know, sometimes it may be that people are participating virtually, sometimes in person, maybe sometimes even a bit of both. And so definitely that's something to be celebrated and capitalized on if you already have the website in place. Let's talk specific weeks, but first we are going to need to take a short break for our commercial messages. When we come back, we'll have more with Copper's Executive Director Andy Vick. We are talking about Arts Month. Keep it right here on The Extra. And welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, people, and topics that are important to you. Sometimes it's the events. And the event we're talking about this month is it is Arts Month here in the Pikes Peak region. And I'm speaking with Andy Vick, who is the executive director of Copper, the umbrella organization that helps promote the arts in El Paso and Teller counties. And we were discussing right before the break, Andy, the way Arts Month is organized. I'm not sure if this is every year, but it's this year, in that each week is kind of dedicated to different types of arts focuses. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure can. And this is not new. We've been doing this since the beginning. We celebrate Arts Month throughout the entire month of October. But in order to be able to focus on different genres of arts throughout the month, we actually break the month up into four theme weeks. So week one, which is visual and culinary arts, is going on right now. It started on October 4th. All the theme weeks start on Sunday and run through the Saturday. And then next week will be theater and film week. The following week, poetry, prose, and comedy. And then the final week of the month, October 26th through the 31st, will be music and dance. So things are happening throughout the month in all kinds of different genres, but we really encourage our artists and arts organizations to see if they can create activities that align with those theme weeks. That gives us some extra ability to promote those events and really gives us a chance to highlight the different genres of art that are happening throughout throughout the year and throughout the whole month of Arts Month. So it's a nice way to, I guess, not only promote Arts Month, but digest it in small bite-sized nuggets is what I always like to say. So right now, as I said, we're in week one, but Arts Month continues throughout the entire month.
Yeah, showcasing the different types of arts because, you know, really when you start to digest it, it can seem like a smorgasbord of various arts disciplines. But when you break it up into these individual themes, it really helps to, I guess, coalesce folks around appreciating different types of arts.
Yeah. Usually, you know, there are, in a normal quote-unquote year, a non-COVID year, there'd be over 300 different events and activities happening during the month of October, during Arts Month. You know, things are different right now, and so this year we're over 100 events, which is still pretty impressive amidst a global pandemic, but we're definitely feeling the impacts of COVID, and as we said earlier, a lot of the events have moved online into a virtual environment for safety reasons, but there's still over 100 events going on during the month of October. Many of them are free, so they're and all of them that we share with the community are open to everyone, whether it's a ticketed event or not. Everything we're putting out there through Arts Month is accessible to the entire community. And in some ways, because of the virtual environment, people can get involved even more easily than in the past from the comfort and convenience of their home and their computer.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, talk about one event, and I'm intrigued about this because we're going to be having our own Ted Robertson out on the road this upcoming Friday to talk about Pike Ride. So tell us about that.
So this is, you know, one of the things that's great about Arts Month is it's all about creating these connections, these cross-sector collaborations. And so we reached out to Pike Ride and the Downtown Partnership and said, hey, how can we get you guys involved in Arts Month this year? And what Pike Ride came back with is this, they built on an existing app that they have that creates special routes that you can use the Pike Ride bicycles to ride, and partnered with the Downtown Partnership and the Art on the Streets program, which is public art throughout the downtown community, and they created a special route that is going to take you by all these amazing pieces of public art that are downtown, and they'll be you're on your phone and you can listen to guidance which tells you which way to go as well as what you're looking at. And the best part about all this is Pike Ride, in celebration of Arts Month, is offering free rides to everyone. So if you've never ridden a Pike Ride bike, this is the perfect opportunity. If you go to artsoctober.com and pull down on the highlights tab and then select the Pike Ride public art tour and read the instructions there, you'll get a code that will allow you, when you activate your phone and the app to use the Pike Ride bikes, you'll be able to get up to 10 free rides, 60 minutes each, during the month of October to see the public art route and or take any of the other routes that are available through the app. So it's really a great way to see public art, to get outside in a safe and social distance way, and experience Pike Ride in downtown Colorado Springs, perhaps if you've never done that before. And as you said, Ted Robertson is going to be sort of celebrating this app with folks from Pike Ride, from Downtown Partnership, and from our office. This Friday, they're going to be doing sort of a promotional ride using the app, and everyone's welcome to join in. It's a lot of fun, and that's just a great example of how Arts Month can create new opportunities to experience art in new ways.
And I love that because I was one of those who, You know, I went to do some more bike riding when I was, and I thought, oh, to do a ride like this would be fantastic to see the public art. I donated my bike because it needed so many repairs, and I donated it. They said it's more expensive to fix it than it is, you know, to buy a new one. So I donated it, and guess what? You can't even find a new bike to buy right now. So this is perfect.
There is such high demand, I know.
Yeah, this is perfect.
Mm-hmm. And, okay. And those bike ride bikes are fantastic. They're all automated. You know, you can pedal, but there's also a little bit of a motor that'll help
boost
you
things.
To make the ride even easier. So it's a gas.
I love it. I love it. And let's talk about the Litter Letter Project. First of all, tell us what the word was this year for the inspiration.
Well, the word this year was resilient. And so the Litter Letter Project is a national initiative. This is the third year that we've had permission to do it locally. And here again, great partnerships. We're partnering with the Pikes Peak Outdoor Recreation Alliance and Creek Week. And so during Creek Week, which was last week, different crews went out and picked up trash from our waterways and public lands. And then each crew adopted a different letter of the word resilient. These letters are 6-foot metal frames built by local nonprofit Concrete Couch. They pick up the trash and then they fill the letter frames with the trash that they've collected. And then last week we dedicated over on the berm by Cimarron and just east of I-25, just south of America Beautiful Park.
Yeah, right by us. Yes, yeah.
Yep. You'll drive by and you'll see these, I think there are 9 letters this year that spell out the word resilient. Each of those letters filled with trash that's been picked up. And what we've created is this amazing piece of temporary public art that has a message and that celebrates the art of creating a structure out in the public, and that also celebrates this wonderful collaboration between these multiple organizations that is really all about environmental stewardship and enjoying the outdoors, and of course, celebrating arts during Arts Month. So for the next month through the end of October, when you drive past Cimarron, look to your side there, and you'll see this piece of public art that spells out the word resilient.
And a temporary nature, kind of like that Christo guy who would drape things, but it's here in our
back. Not quite as big as what Christo did, but exactly. It's here for a bit. Enjoy
trying to
it,
make us think. Trying to make
and
us
then
think.
It goes away.
Yeah. I love it. Andy Vick, we're going to continue the conversation about Arts Month in the Pikes Peak region and, as you mentioned, nationwide, but really focusing on all the local art and artists that should be celebrated in our community. We need to take a short break. We'll be back with more of The Extra. And welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And today's focus is on Arts Month 2020 here in the Pikes Peak region. I'm pleased to be joined by Andy Vick, who's the Executive Director of the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak region, also known as COPPER. It's a great acronym. I love that acronym. It's very memorable too, Mr. Vick. Andy.
Except when someone wants to buy metal from us, it can be confusing.
Do you get that inquiry a lot?
Now and again, someone calls to buy or sell some metal.
We'd like some copper. All right. So let's talk about some of the other events. There are so many to talk about, but I want to make sure that people know about these. So we talked about Pike Ride. We talked about the Litter Letter Project Resilient. Such a great word during this time. What about community conversations? Tell us about this program.
Yeah, that's a brand new program this year that was created specifically in response to COVID and the social distancing and the inability to get together personally. So we created 8 different community conversations, 2 in each of the theme weeks, right? So there are 4 theme weeks. So in each theme week, we have reached out to local artists and creatives and identified a moderator who in turn identified several panelists, 3 to 4 panelists, and they came up with their own topics. And this is a chance for the arts community to talk about things that are important to the community, and then invite others to listen into the conversation. So we already had one so far this week. It was on Monday, and it was about the culinary arts. Tomorrow we have our visual arts conversation that is going to be moderated by Daisy McGowan, who is with GOCA, the Galleries of Contemporary Art at UCCS. And she's going to be, the theme for her conversation is Visual Arts as Activism. It's going to be tomorrow, October 8th at 3:30 p.m. And if you go to artsoctober.com, select the Highlights tab and pull down to Community Conversations, you can then register through Eventbrite to listen in on any of the conversations or all of the conversations that seem interesting to you. And there will be, as I said, two conversations each week tied to the theme weeks of Arts Month. And it's just a great opportunity for us as the Cultural Office to give a platform for artists and creatives in our community to share what's on their mind. Like, we're not curating these. We're just saying, here's the framework. You pick your panelists, and you figure out the topic. And the first one, which I sat in on, was really fascinating. It had a couple of restaurateurs from Brother Luck and Russ Ware from Wild Goose Meeting House and Good Neighbors, and Meredith Klub, who's one of the co-owners of Jack Quinn's. And they talked about what it's like to be dealing in a restaurant business during COVID. It was really very interesting, and I suspect all the other conversations will be just as interesting.
Okay, that's fascinating. A kind of like a podcast without, maybe the podcast structure. So that's great. Again, we'll be making sure that those links are up on our podcast link so that if folks want to see that, they'll be able to just click on it and go right there. The next special program that I think is fascinating is about filmmaking. And we have a lot of local filmmakers here in the Pikes Peak region. Again, another form of art and expression that needs to be, I guess, celebrated.
Absolutely.
Yeah, not just by going to the movie theater and having some popcorn, which also is a great way to support the arts. But let's talk about what you've got going.
Yeah, so there's a couple things that are happening with film. One that's happening that I think is kind of cool is the cast and crew, or some of the cast and crew from the film Rook, which was actually filmed in Teller County entirely in Cripple Creek and Victor. And it's been getting great buzz at sort of the national level. They've been applying to various film festivals. And so during Theater and Film Week, this is separate from the community conversations. They're doing this on their own on Monday, October 12th at 7 p.m. for an hour. They're convening via Zoom, again, the panelists some of the filmmakers, producers, and some of the actors from the film Rook, which was just launched released several months ago. It's going to be moderated by Amy Long, who's with Visit COS, and she's also the head of the Colorado Springs Film Commission. And they're going to talk about what it's like to make a real film, a professional quality film, on a low budget in our community. And you'll hear directly from the director, as well as the producer, and then a couple of the local actors who participated in that film. And they'll probably also tell you how you can see the film, where it's playing, and just really exciting way to learn directly from those local film creators how they go about doing their thing. So I would invite you to check that out. Again, it's all in the Highlights section on artsoctober.com, and it's entirely free to listen in and hear what the filmmakers are saying.
Great. And there's also a virtual theater showcase coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, during Theater and Film Week, which is next week, we're going to be celebrating some of the local talent that we have in our community. So a bunch of the theater companies from the Fine Arts Center, from the Millibow, Dragon Theater, Springs Ensemble Theater, Theater Works, Theater to Art, they're all coming together to do this great online virtual film vignettes, a little showcase showing some of the talent. This is going to kick off Theater and Film Week on Sunday, so this coming Sunday, October 11th at 2 p.m. It'll be streamed live on YouTube, and no cost. And basically, it's like going to the theater, but from the comfort of your own computer, and you'll get to see little vignettes from all these different theater companies, and just get a sense for the talent, the theatrical talent that exists in our community. And again, ArtsOctober.com has all the details.
We sure are blessed to have that kind of vibrancy in our theater community here. And, you know, if, of course, COVID impacting that as well. Can't wait for some return to normalcy in that experience, because being in a theater and having, you know, that play being put on in front of you is a, you know, it's that visceral experience. Yeah, it is. It is. It truly is. Well, we are talking arts and arts month with Andy Vick, who's the executive director of COPPER, the cultural office in the Pikes Peak region. Did I get that right? The cultural office of the Pikes Peak region. And for more information, again, there is a website that's dedicated to this, artsoctober.com. But we have more of the conversation continuing. Keep it right here for more of The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra, the show bringing you the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. We should mention, speaking of arts and events and organizations, coming up today on the afternoon news with Ted Roberts. And Ted's going to tell you about a lot of options for music lovers when it comes to performances produced by the Colorado Springs Conservatory. And that, of course, probably falling in the week, the last week of Arts Month, during October, starting October 26th, when the focus is music and dance. We want to talk about the next one of the next focus of weeks, which is week three of Arts Month, poetry, prose, and comedy. And there's a special poetry event that's coming up. Andy Vick, tell us about that.
Yeah, it is. Poetry 719 is putting on their annual poetry festival, but this year it's going to be a cyber poetry festival, for obvious reasons, given the COVID situation. But they have put together an amazing lineup of all kinds of different spoken word events and activities, beginning on Wednesday, October 21st, and running through Sunday, October 25th. All kinds of different chances for you to be a part of an open mic, a virtual open mic, or just to listen in to some of the pros do their thing in terms of battling with a virtual fight club slam, or different kinds of conversations related to poetry. So if you have never experienced spoken word poetry, it's powerful. And this is a great opportunity to do it from the comfort of your own home with the Cyber Poetry Festival that's happening during week three of Arts Month this year. And again, it's all on the highlights page at artsoctober.com.
Oh, love that. And I think probably getting more prominence, you know, with the popularity of things like Hamilton, you know, where it started as kind of a poetry slam event at the White House, I guess. I was seeing a little highlight of that just yesterday while I was watching a documentary. So
yeah, there's a lot of spoken word in Hamilton, and it's, you know, a little different, obviously, than what this is going to be, but comes from the sort of same place of really communicating in poetry and the spoken word.
And talk about a subject that we all can relate to, you know, coronavirus this year, probably giving a lot of inspiration to some of that poetry. Let's also talk, because you mentioned the wide range geographically that COPPER encompasses and the different arts organizations that are scattered throughout the region. City of Fountain has a special event going on, or special program going on. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, as you alluded to, Arts Month is not just for Colorado Springs. It's for the entire Pikes Peak region. And so we reach out very intentionally to all areas of our community. And, for example, the City of Fountain and their Economic Development Department is going to use the arts from October 19th through 23rd to really showcase what they're doing in downtown Fountain. And they'll have some free musical performances, some yoga activities, and just a great way for community to gather right by City Hall there on the green space in Fountain and throughout the downtown area. So that's really exciting. Even the city of Cripple Creek, cities of Cripple Creek and Victor are getting involved, and they have all kinds of great art activities happening throughout the month of October as well. The town of Monument is painting a skateboard park in celebration of Arts Month. I think that's already underway. So it's really very inclusive, right? We want everyone throughout the entire region to find a way to enjoy arts and to have at least one new cultural experience, whether virtual or in person, during the month of October. That's really what Arts Month is all about, is inviting the community to get engaged.
Yeah, and you can share that on social media with the hashtag ArtsOctober. That's a great way to showcase it and maybe get others involved. I want to talk quickly, Andy, about you've got some giveaways, and one of those incredibly involves drafts. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this was a carryover from last year. We partnered with the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo last year, and there was an opportunity through a contest giveaway for one winner and three of their friends or family to go to the zoo, and last year they painted with an orangutan, and it was an amazing experience for those winners. This year the zoo said, let's paint with a giraffe. And so I was like, well, how do you do that? And the answer to that question is they put paint on their hoofs, and then they can press the hoof against the canvas. And there's actually a video that shows you how they do that. This is something the zoo does, you know, regularly as kind of a fun thing. And so we're giving away a free experience for you and your three closest friends or family members to paint with a giraffe at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. And it's just a fun way to celebrate Arts Month. If you go to artsoctober.com and click on the Giveaways tab, you'll see that opportunity as well as some other ones as well, that contests you can enter totally free, and a chance for you to engage Arts Month in a whole new way.
Right. And if we want to, I guess, wear our pride in Arts Month, how can we do that?
Yeah, thanks for asking that question. We thought it would be fun just to create a whole Arts Month merchandise shop. And so we had some our designers from Neon Pig Creative create some special artwork that can be put on mugs, on t-shirts, on bags, etc. And so if you go to the merch tab on artsoctober.com, you can go to our Arts Month shop and you can see all these products. And if you really want to celebrate Arts Month in a special way, I invite you to purchase something. It's not a money maker for us. It's just a fun way to get the Arts Month message out there through a t-shirt, a bag, a hoodie, whatever it is that you like. So check out the merch tab at artsoctober.com and see if there's something that might make a nice gift for you or a friend.
Well, and final 30 seconds. Why do you think, Andy, that arts and celebrating the arts and arts in Arts Month is so important?
Well, arts is what makes us human, right? This is how we communicate. This is how we talk to each other. This is how we express ourselves. And aside from the fact that it has a huge economic impact in our community and it's important for tourism, this is what gives us joy. And if you have not had a chance to experience arts and culture in the local community, Arts Month is the time to do it. ArtsOctober.com is your passport to all kinds of great experiences. And from the Cultural Office to your listeners, we invite you to enjoy everything that Arts Month has to offer by visiting artsoctober.com.
Okay, well, a great plug. We'll make sure the information is posted on our KRDO podcast page. And just real quickly, wrapping up the end of October and the end of Arts Month will be a dance lesson that will be offered for free, although you do have to register for it, as well as a flash mob. It'll be on Halloween Day, and it'll be, of course, Thriller, you know. It's classic.
Right. You're going to learn how to do the Michael Jackson Thriller dance from a trained dance professional here in our community. It'll be at the Pioneers Museum outside on the lawn, socially distanced and safe. And it'll be a great opportunity to sort of wrap up Arts Month 2020 with a lot of fun.
Yeah, red leather jacket and zombie makeup optional, of course, but
optional, but you can dress up if you want.
Just symbolic of all the fun that's to be had during Arts Month. Andy Vick, my guest for today, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Shannon, for the opportunity.
And you've been listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio.